Okay, the Gemara has this one little line at the end of the third parak that I thought we would use as a starting point to discuss some of the yesodos of chinuch, and particularly when it comes to chinuch for brachos. The Gemara tells us at the very end of the parak that Tanur Rabbanan lo yifros adam prusa lo orchid, a person should not be motzeya bread for the guests and say a motzi in order to be motzi them in their chiyuv, in kain ochali mayim, unless you're going to eat together with them. Because if you're not eating, then you can't be motzi them in the birchas hanan, and you're not to say a motzi on behalf of everybody else. Aval horesu lebanav upnei beiso. But apparently, a person can be motzi his children and the members of his household, even young children who don't know how to say brachos for themselves. It sounds like even if he's not eating bread himself, kedei lechanchem b'mitzvos, in order to be mechanich them in mitzvos. So apparently, right off the bat, what you see very clearly from the Gemara is that there is an inyan of chinuch for brachos, that if a child does not know how to recite a bracha, or, you know, it doesn't necessarily say that he does not know how to recite a bracha, but if a child has to recite a bracha or needs a bracha for whatever reason, you're allowed to recite a bracha for the child, the birchas hanenin, for the child in order to train him in mitzvos. Then, that's a different topic. So now, let's talk a little bit about chinuch for brachos, and through that, we'll talk about some of the yesodos of chinuch in general, of the concept of chinuch in general. So first of all, when it comes to chinuch, the Gemara tells us that toward the end of Masechta Sukkah, on daf mem beis amud aleph, that when a child is old enough to know how to do the na'anuim, which if you ever look around shul and see how people do the na'anuim, it's about like 45 or so is when a child is old enough to know how to do the na'anuim properly. But when a child is old enough to know how to do the na'anuim, so then he's chayiv in lulav. This atev chayiv betzitzis. When he knows how to do the atifa in the tzitzis to wrap himself properly, he's chayiv in tzitzis. Lishmar tefillin aviv lokeach lo tefillin. When he knows enough how to protect his tefillin, then his father buys him tefillin. Yodea ledaber aviv lomdo toro kriyashma. But as soon as he knows how to speak, then the father teaches him Torah and Kriyashma. So right off the bat, the Gemara is a little bit troubling because it's incongruous, it's disjointed. You know, when it comes to lulav, when it comes to tzitzis, when it comes to tefillin, it's not even when he knows how to do the mitzvah. It's like an advanced level of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of netzilas lulav, the Gemara says, mida'agvei nafakvei. The second you pick up the lulav, you're ready to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis, you don't have to do an atifa. You put on tzitzis, you're wearing a bag of the dal kafos, and you're chayiv in the bag of the dal kafos. It's chayiv in tzitzis. To do the whole atifa properly, that's a different madrega. And, you know, to wear tefillin, you put on tefillin, you make a mitzvah tefillin, lishmar tefillin, that he has to know how to protect the tefillin also. So we require like a very high madrega. But yet, when it comes to Kriya Shema and to Torah, it doesn't say when he understands Malchus Shemayim, it doesn't say when he's understanding Lima Torah at a reasonable level. No, Yodea L'daber, when he says, a couple of words, as soon as he knows how to speak, so you train him in tefillin, right? There used to be a commercial in Israel for Bamba, that you know, they had like the baby's first three words, Abba, Ima, Bamba, right? Those were the first three words of the baby. So as soon as he knows how to say Abba, Ima, Bamba, so then you train him to learn Torah. So it says, "More Torah Mayhi." What kind of? I mean, he's probably not going to understand Reb Chaim so well. So what does it mean? You train him to learn Torah. What's the Torah? So Amar Rav Amnuna, Torah Tivlana Moshe Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. They tell him, you teach him to say that pasuk. It's interesting. Why dafka that pasuk? I don't know. There's so many pasukim. There are a lot of wonderful. Bereishis Bara Elokeinu Shemayim Hasaret. Why Torah Tivlana Moshe Morasha Kihilas Yaakov? So we do find that pasuk very often is used by Chazal as a pasuk that is representative of Kol HaTorah Kula. Now you do find that it represents the entirety of Torah. For example, the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Yudal Amud Aleph tells us that Rabbi Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. How on earth did he write 400 Sifrei Torah? You know how long it takes a sofer to write a Sefer Torah? It is impossible that Rabbi Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. So they said, Mistama, he didn't write 400 Sifrei Torah. He wrote Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe 400 times. meaning that's representative of the entire Torah. It says Kilu, he wrote 400 separate Torah. That pasuk somehow represents the entirety of Torah. Remember, Rabbi Tandler said that some of the stories he hears about Shver, that he hears about Ramesh, about how he learned Shas, 800 times in Shulchan Aruch, 600 times, whatever the numbers are. He said he feels like it's got to be Torah Tzivul on the Moshe, like it has to be, like there's some other pshat. How is it possible for a human being to have learned that, learned through all of Shas as many times as they say that Ramesh did? I don't know how many times he did or didn't, but I remember a Blachman describing meeting Ramesh, and he said, yeah, I never felt so small in my life. He said it was a very beautiful feeling of smallness. He said it's like the smallness you feel when you're in the presence of 600 times Shas and 400 times Shulchan Aruch, whatever the numbers are. I don't know, the numbers are just crazy.
Just another answer for the pasuk. Gemara says like half the three Marash, I love them more stuff. So another, I don't know how someone who's just understanding, just like how to speak with them, will know that. Or like, I guess, teaching him like that.
I mean, it represents a relationship
between
Kal Yisrael and Torah.
Yeah.
Right, good. So we also find in Maseches Makos, the Gemara says at the end of Makos in Daf Chaf Gimel, one of the more famous Gemaras in Shas, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Sheish Meil Sushal Sheshoi Mitzvos, Nemer Lo Lamoshe, that there are 613 mitzvos in the Torah, which became a very famous Gemara, so much so that all the Rishonim decided to count them and to write Sifrei Mitzvos. That list what the 613 mitzvahs are. In fact, the Ramban's first Hasaga and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs is Mehechi Tesi that there are 613. Well, because you found one Gemara at the end of Makkos that says there are 613, the Ramban says, I'll shake out 10 Midrashim, 10 Mamari Chazal that give you other numbers. Some less, some more, some say thousands, some say, there are all sorts of different numbers that you find in Mamari Chazal. Says it seems that this Maimur Chazal, there's so much mazel that all the Rishonim like latched onto it, that it's got to be Dafka, the number is 613. It's also a question of the Maimur Kamina, whether there are 613, meaning there are way more than 613 Chiyuvim in the Torah. It's just a matter of what counts as a mitzvah. So you read the Kol of the Rambam in what counts as a mitzvah or not. But anyway, the Gemara over there says there are 613 mitzvahs, Shalosh Meil Shushishim Bechamish Lavin Kimini Mosachamas, 365 Losase. Essays corresponding to the solar calendar, and 248 mitzvahs to say corresponding to the limbs of a person's body. Torah Tzivul on Moshe Marasha, and Torah's Begematria Shismei Avachatzrei Avi is 611. That's what we hear from Moshe. But Anochi Lo Yelcha Mipiyah Gvura Shemadim. Anochi Lo Yelcha. We hear Mipiyah Gvura. Of course, the Machlokes Rishon whether Anochi is a mitzvah. So how does that work out, right? Because Anochi may just be a premise to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, right? That's the question of the Bhag, whether Emunah B'Hashem is a mitzvah. Why wouldn't it be a mitzvah? Because it could be too basic to be a mitzvah. Meaning there's no such thing as a mitzvah if there's no Emunah B'Hashem. A mitzvah assumes a mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, then there's no mitzvah. So it could be that Emunah B'Hashem is not a mitzvah, but whatever, however you understand the Gemara. But again, you see that Torah Tzivul on Moshe Marosh HaKadosh Yaakov is used as somehow emblematic or symbolic of Kala Torah Kula.
Another suggestion, similar to Daniel, but the Rambam at the start of the third paragraph of the Talmud Torah says that for him, you know the idea of the Keser Torah and Munach Ve'omen Umuchan L'chol Yisrael. She quotes the Pasuk, Torah Tzivah Moshe Marsha and Yisrael. So as a kid is growing up into a life of Talmud Torah, wanting to know that it's available for everyone.
Good. Also very good, right? So we see that Chazal and Rishonim employed this pasuk. Now, but from the Gemara, what you see though is that when he's odeil ledaber, that teaching how to use his mouth and how to say words and the right things and to use his mouth for kedusha is something that happens already at a very young age. And we pask in this Gemara in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yardes, in Reish Memhei, Sifhei, we pask in Halacha that you have to be mechanichim to say Torah Tzivulon as soon as he knows how to speak. So it sounds like it's not only about Torah Tzivulon, and we just use that pasuk as symbolic of everything, but the point is that you should start teaching him how to say, how to learn Torah. But, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar Rav Yochanan Nachri shows him Torah Chayim Misa, right? Daniel referred to before that Shnemar Torah Tziv Lanu Marasha Marasha Lanu Marasha V'lo Lahem, that it's Al Tikim Marasha El Marasha, it's a Marasha for us, it's not a Marasha for them. That pasuk teaches us L'chiv to be Moser Torah from a Rav to a Talmud. The Gemara in Sanhedrin said the Aleph and Beis Amr Vidam Rav Kolamanei Halacha Mipi Talmud Kilu Gozlo Minachlas Avosav. If you deny Torah to Talmidim. It's as if you're stealing their nachla that they receive from their forefathers from them. Shenemar Torah Tivulanu Moshe Morasha Kedus Yaakov Morasha Yilakol Yisrael. It's a Morasha for all Klal Yisrael. Mishesh Simei Bereishis. Good. So that is certainly, if we see from this Gemara in Sugah Daf Mem Beis, that we have to be mechanich children in speaking in Divrei Kedusha. But one such application would be in reciting brachos. However, brachos is a little bit more complicated. I mean, our Gemara makes it clear that there is chinuch for brachos, right? That's it's abundantly clear in the Gemara that we just read. Certainly, it makes sense that the child should have to say a bracha. The Gemara brachos taflam rei kol anena mil mezeblo bracha kilu ma'al. So you want to train a child not to violate mi'ilah. And there's a chiyuv to say mea brachos b'chol yom. The Gemara menachos taflam gimel. So it makes sense that there would be chinuch for brachos, but exactly how it's fulfilled and why it's mutter in all circumstances and what exactly an adult can do in trying to teach a child to say brachos, that's a little bit more complicated. And even when a child says a bracha, whether an adult can answer amen to such a bracha, it becomes a little bit more complicated. So let's start with this. The chiyuv to be mechanich a child in brachos. Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Arachaim Kuf Pei Vav Siv Beis. That a katan is chayiv midrabanan in birch samazon kedei lechanchem, in order to be mechanichim in birch samazon. So you see from there that a katan is chayiv in birch samazon lechora. You would also see that he's chayiv in bracha rishona. One of the limudim the Gemara suggests in bracha staf lamed hey, of how I know that there's a din of bracha rishona is called the chomer from bracha achrona. So if you can tell me the katan is chayiv in birch samazon, probably it means he's chayiv in the bracha rishona as well. Granted that bracha achrona is d'oraisa and bracha rishona is only drabanan. But it doesn't seem that there's reason to distinguish between the two. However, what about birchas hamitzvos? Meaning, there is a chiyuv to be mechanich in birchas in brachas on food, and that's the case in our Gemara, because when you say a bracha on food, the bracha itself is the mitzvah. So the only way to be mechanich the child in the mitzvah is to say the bracha, because the whole mitzvah is to say a bracha. There's no mitzvah for him to eat. The mitzvah is for him to say the bracha before he has his Laffy Taffy or whatever, his candy that he's eating. So the whole chinuch is saying a bracha, right? So that's on, when it comes to birchas hananim. One might argue, well, wait a second, by birchas mitzvah, maybe it's different. Because by birchas mitzvah, the chinuch is not the bracha, the chinuch is the mitzvah. And it's just when you're being mekayim a mitzvah, you recite a bracha on the mitzvah. So mehechi teis that there's a chiyuv to be mechanich a child to say a birchas hamitzvah as well. And if you think about it for even like 2 seconds, you realize, of course there is, of course there is. But the reason I'm phrasing this question is because when you realize why it is that we are mechanich a child to recite a birchas hamitzvah, you could break it down into 2 points. And it's important to break it down into 2 points because sometimes one will apply and not the other. There are two good reasons to be mechanech a child to recite a birch samitzvah. One is midin the birch samitzvah itself, and the other is midin the mitzvah. Afarish sichas. Let me explain. When it comes to the birch samitzvah itself, just like reciting a birch sananin is a mitzvah, chazal r'msakin to recite a birch samitzvah. Chazal was talking before you do mitzvah, you recite a birchas mitzvah. Yes, I have to be mechanichim in the mitzvah, but I also have to be mechanichim in all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, like reciting a bracha. So the recitation of the birchas mitzvah that the child does is not only for his mitzvah, but it's for the birchas mitzvah. Birchas mitzvah is also mitzvah midrabbanan. It's also a kiyum of din drabbanan. So I have to be mechanichim in the birchas mitzvah just on its own. Also, though, there's a second element of birchas mitzvah, and that is that one only fulfills the mitzvah b'shlei musa. Once the Rabbanim were mesakein to recite a birchas mitzvah, the mitzvah b'shlei musa can only be fulfilled if one is actually saying it becomes part of the mitzvah. The birchas mitzvah becomes part of the mitzvah, like the Nadav Yehuda that we saw about the L'shem Yichud, that Nadav Yehuda, Madur Kami Yodeh Sam Tzadi Gimel, that Al Yedei, the Amiris HaBracha, you're strengthening the Kesher, B'dibor, B'machshava, B'maisa, you're having this immersive experience in the mitzvah. So it becomes more of a mitzvah b'shlei musa. And the way to train a child to do a mitzvah is to do the mitzvah in the fullest sense. So the training the child of the Birchas HaMitzvah involves two elements. Number one, Chazal say you say a bracha. So I have to train the child to say a bracha. Number two, Chazal say he's got to do a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah chinuch to be mechalichim in the mitzvah. So how am I going to be mechalichim in the mitzvah? In the best possible way. Me'echitesi, how do I have a raya that a Birchas HaMitzvah, other than that, not the Behuda, that a Birchas HaMitzvah makes the mitzvah more b'shleimusa than if you don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah? Rambam writes, the Rambam writes in Parak Dalet of Hilchos Trumas Halacha Dalet, Chamisha lo yitromu v'im tarmu trumas and truma. There are five people that should not be the person in your household who is responsible for being makrish truma. But if they do, it works. It's trumas and truma. Cheresh medaber ve'ino shomea, ne she'ino shomea habracha. A cheresh could speak but cannot hear because he can't hear the bracha. Ve'ilim she'shomea ve'ino medaber. Someone who's mute, but even though he's not deaf, but he's mute, because obviously he cannot say the bracha. Now, if you're not for shuma, you don't need to say the bracha. It would work anyway. V'ha'arum, if someone is unclothed, because if a person is not wearing any clothing, they're allowed to be not for shuma, but they're not allowed to say the bracha. And the shikr and asuma is just because you can end up with the wrong stuff being taken for truma. You know, everything's gonna, they're not going to take the best choice of stuff for truma. You know, everything's going to be messed up. But the first few categories that the Rambam said, apparently, where the chachil, someone who's not able to say the bracha, should not be the one to take the truma. Not only because you're going to miss out on the bracha, but because you're going to miss out on the mitzvah a little bit. So the chi of chinuch in every mitzvah is not just to teach a child to do a mitzvah. The chiyuv chinuch in a mitzvah is to teach a child to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. This is the ha'ara that the Brisker Rav has in Erech and Daf Beis Amid Beis. Brisker Rav has kiddushim and kachim. Obviously, in Brisk yeshivas they learn kachim, so they still say today in Brisk they still say the shiurim of the Brisker Rav word for word. They say some of the shiurim over of the Brisker Rav. It's like such a strong mesora of the Brisker Rav Shiur. So they published a lot of Brisker Rav Shiurim on Kachim. So Brisker Rav writes over there that the mitzvah of chinuch is to be mechanech b'chol dineho uprateha. How does he know? Because of the Gemara we said before. What did we say? Katan edeya linaneha is chayav v'lulav. You don't need dinanuim to do the mitzvah v'lulav. Why do you have to wait till the katan edeya linaneha? Why not say as soon as the katan is strong enough to pick up the lulav, is chayav v'lulav? You have to wait till he has the dexterity and the know-how to do the nanuim? Yeah, because the chiv of chinuch is only when he's able to do the mitzvah b'shleimusa. Not when he's able to get a bare minimum kiyum mitzvah. It's only when he's able to do the mitzvah b'shleimusa. Like, katan yodei lis atev, katan yodei lishmer tvilav. He could do the mitzvahs without these steps, but he can't do the mitzvah b'shleimusa without these steps. So we wait till he's able to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. That, you know, relates a little bit to the Ritva. The Ritva at the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, and that pays and pays. And the Elani Amalka Gemara, for those who took on Daf Yomi this week, said the Ritva says that in order to train a child to do a mitzvah, you have to at least use a kosher chefetz shel mitzvah. That it's not good enough to use something that's not a kosher chefetz. I mean, you have a kid who wants a lulav and esrog, so you give him a piece of celery and a lemon or something. So that, the Ritva says, that's not chinuch, right? What they call, you know, when you go shopping for dal minim, so they sell regular sets and they sell chinuch sets, right? They what they call chinuch sets. So it's chinuch sets is tarti mashma. It depends where you're going. If you, some sell mokrim have chinuch sets, it means puzzle sets. It means that it's nechtam rosho, it means that it's chaser, it means something like that. That's not chinuch, says the Ritva. Chinuch means that it's got to be kosher. Just training him to go through the motions, if he's not actually doing a kosher or mitzvah, is not chinuch, says the Ritva. He says, not like yesh mishatoa. Not like I've seen people make the mistake. Other people, they sell chinuch sets, just mean cheap sets. You know, but they are somewhat kosher. We'll get to that in a moment, right? So what is the chinuch? Is chinuch that he has to be mekayim the mitzvah, or is chinuch that he doesn't actually have to be mekayim the mitzvah?
So,
yeah, we'll get to that as well, Baruch Hashem, very soon.
Also, there's a thing by talis
gadol,
but we try not to put it on at night because it's a suffix. If you're chayim, so it's a suffix if you make the bracha on it. So we try not to be mekayim the talis.
Right. So you see that bracha is a critical part of the mitzvah itself when it comes to good mitzvah. Yeah, good, very good. Now, At what age do we start training children for mitzvahs? So it seems that there are three shittos in Rishonim about the age of chinuch for mitzvahs. Rashi in Megillah Yotessim Beis says the chinuch for mitzvahs is ben tesha ben eser, when a child is 9 or 10 years old. Where does he get those numbers, 9 or 10 years old? So for Tafyomi people, at the very end of Masechus Yuma, the Gemara discusses at what age a child should start fasting on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is pretty clear that for the 2 years before his bar mitzvah, he should fast for the entire day, and the 2 years before that, he should fast for some of the day. And prior to that, nothing. You know, he just eats normally. So what are the 2 years before the bar mitzvah? When he's 12 and when he's 11. And the 2 years before that, when there's a little bit of chinuch, he doesn't fast the whole day, but some of the day, when he's 9 and 10 years old. So that's the halacha. Right there, for whatever reason, there are people that have a variety of different minhagim about telling their kids to fast before the bar mitzvah, three fasts before the bar mitzvah. A lot of times you tell the kids three fasts before the bar mitzvah, there's no Yom Kippur in that. And they end up not fasting at all Yom Kippur before the bar mitzvah. It's against the din of the Gemara. The din of the Gemara says you're supposed to fast 2 Yom Kippurs before the bar mitzvah. And really, none of the other fasts. There's no reason to be mechanech a child to fast anything else before the bar mitzvah. So really, but when you go with strict halacha, really a child should fast 2 Yom Kippurs before the bar mitzvah, and nothing else. And that's it. Only the 2 Yom Kippurs before the bar mitzvah. That's what my boys did. So and my daughter. So when came to the other fast, their friends were jealous of them because their friends were fasting and they weren't fasting. Bar mitzvah was in September or October, and Tisha B'Av they didn't fast. So the friends were jealous that they were eating at Tisha B'Av, but they weren't jealous them 2 years earlier when they were fasting in Kippur, and their friends were having lunch. But anyway, so that so Rashi comes up with that number, 9 or 10 years old. It sounds like, so the chiddush of Rashi is that he takes what the Gemara says about Yom Kippur and he says, yeah, that's the age of chinuch. And like he gives a number, 9 or 10 years old is the age of chinuch for mitzvos. And it makes it sound like that's the age of chinuch for all mitzvos. Another shita is that it may depend on the child's own understanding of that mitzvah, that it's much more fluid, and that it's based on the abilities of the katan to do the maisa mitzvah, and his brain to comprehend the meaning of the mitzvah. And that's what the Kibbutz Gadim writes in Psicha Kolelos, Chelek Beis, Os Yud. And he says, you have to be mechanic b'chol mitzvah, kefi hazman, that's ra'oi for that child. And even if it's easy, it could be 4 years old, but if it's a mitzvah that he somewhat chaps and that he's able to do, so good, so then you mechanich him at that time. But if he has no havana whatsoever, and it's a mitzvah that requires some havana, so then you're not mechanich him. The Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch Harav seems to say the same thing. In Siman Tav Ayin Beis, in Hilchos Pesach, the Alter Rebbe writes that the shir chinuch for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is when he knows Kedushas Yom Tov, and he understands about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and someone understands Yitzias Mitzrayim, you train him in saying the Haggadah. So he says the Mechanich HaKatan in Haggadah only when he understands the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he understands the story. And it's Maral sounds that way as well, because when the Gemara says in Chagiga Dav Gimel, by the mitzvah of Hakel, that the Ketanim come, Litein Schar L'Miviyeyen, to give schar to those who bring the ketanim, the Maharal writes, we're talking about ketanim that are able to learn, and there's a mitzvah to teach them. Because otherwise, what do you mean schar l'mivyeyen? There's no schar; they're not learning anything. There's nothing. There's no schar to give them, which is not everyone agrees to that. That's a debated point. But bottom line is, you have this second opinion, which makes a lot more sense, l'chara, that it depends on the mitzvah, it depends on the child, and if he's getting it, so then you're mechanishim.
The Prima Gadim just mentioned depends on the mitzvah and the child. Saying both of those things, or just based on
that
mitzvah.
What?
Or it could have been like an
umdin of
said that
a child of this age should know about mitzvahs. I don't think so. I think it depends on the child also. Even by Yom Kippur, it depends on the child. The Gemara says that if you have a child who's weaker, so then only one Yom Kippur before the bar mitzvah, if a child is weaker. A third shita is that it's tali in the ability of the child to do the maisa mitzvah and not necessarily understand the inyan of the mitzvah. It seems that way from Tosus and Sukkah Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. Tosus and Sukkah Chav Ches Amud Beis, Imam Asl Khan writes that a katan who's able to be Ol L'Regel is called Yigil L'Chinuch for Aliyah L'Regel. Sounds like even if he doesn't fully understand what it's all about, but he's able to physically go. So he's, unless you say, you know, by the time he's able to physically go, he probably is capable of understanding. But you also have like this in the Rambam. The Rambam in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Yud, Katan Sheyachol Leechol Pas Mechanchumos of Mitzvos Mechinos of Gzayis Matzah. At what age do you give a matzah? When he can eat it. Meaning that would seem to be a younger age than when he can understand, you know, lechemoni and the concept of matzah, right? When he can eat it, that's when you mechalif him matzah. The Magen Mishnah writes that the Rambam derived this from the Gemara in Sukkah, that a katan who's able to eat a kazayis tzli, the Gemara in Sukkah and Beis Ambeis says, where you can eat a kazayis of roasted meat, so shochtun alav as a Pesach. So you include him in Korban Pesach. He doesn't understand anything about Korban Pesach. Just because he can eat a piece of roasted meat, lamb, soft, tender lamb, he can eat a piece of meat, that means that you're already mechanichim in the mitzvah. So it sounds like it's a din in the mitzvah.
An email talks about a father with his
son in the shoulders. No, I mean that's what that's the same Gemara that was talking about, that he's not yet chayav in chinuch for Aliyah the regular. No, what does the Gemara say over there? That when he's able to stay on the shoulders,
his father walking to talk to your shoulders.
He's able to be on his father's shoulders. I don't remember the Gemara. I remember what? Okay, the other, no,
yeah,
it's not focus. I don't remember the, what? Holding his hand, remember this machlokas tonight? What is it? I don't remember. I don't remember. Yeah, okay, gotta look up.
I'm saying even off his yellow is still not him doing it on his own, but he's still relying on his father.
Okay, but he's able to do the mitzvah. You don't have to do it on your own. Now, it could be that these last two shitos are not necessarily in disagreement with each other. In the Sefer HaKatan Vilchosev, which is written, it's a contemporary Sefer, written by like a grandchild of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's three volumes on Chinuch, three volumes on Halachos of Katanim, a very nice Sefer. So he writes that maybe there's the last two shitos we mentioned are really in agreement with each other. It just depends on the type of mitzvah. That there are some mitzvahs that are more Havana oriented and some mitzvahs that are more Maisa oriented. And he suggests that maybe mitzvahs of Achila are more Maisa oriented, whereas a mitzvah like Kriya Shema or Haggadah or Havdalah or Kiddush is more Havana oriented, meaning in a chinami you're saying words, but the words are only meaningful because you understand what the words mean. Whereas a maisa, a mitzvah that's beikaro, a maisa mitzvah like achilas matzah, so the Havana adds to the mitzvah, it enhances the mitzvah, but it's not the definition of the mitzvah. Meaning if a person says the words of Kiddush and doesn't understand a single word of what he said, so he's not yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. Right? A person eats matzah and doesn't understand what matzah is all about, is yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. He's probably not yotzei the super mitzvah of Mitzrayim, but he's yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. So that's a suggestion that he has. Now, if all that is correct, so it, when it comes to chinuch for brachos, at what age is a child ready to recite brachos? At what age are we mechanich a child to recite brachos? So according to Rashi and Megillah, 9 or 10. That's unbelievable, right? 9 or 10, that's when he's going to start reciting brachos. According to what we're saying now, maybe since it's a more Havana-oriented type of mitzvah, not only when he can say the words, but when he can understand what it's about. He may not have to understand every single word that he's saying, but at least to understand what it's all about. To understand that there's this idea, they have to thank Hashem or get a matir to be able to eat Hashem's food. So to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you eat his food. So something like that, to understand the mashmaus of the mitzvah. Now there is a discussion why it is that we even allow Ketanim to recite Birchas HaMitzvos. There is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Brachos Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. What exactly the chiyuv of chinuch accomplishes? Okay, I know that I have to be mechanich my child. Does that mean that my child becomes a bar chiyuva on a drabbanon level? Or does it mean no? The child is not a bar chiyuva at all. Mitzad atzmo is totally pater. It's just that I, as the father, have a chiyuv to be mechanich him. But it's my mitzvah, not the child mitzvah, the child's mitzvah. So there's a ksav sofer in a tshuva in our Chaim Simon Tes says that according to Rashi, that the whole chiyuv of chinuch is on the father, and the katan is not a bar chiyuv at all, even on a midrabbanon level. L'chori, you have a problem how we could say v'tzivan. How does he say any books of mitzvah? What does he say? Baruch atah Hashem, l'chayim v'alchem v'asherik v'tishon v'tzivanu. to do whatever. Vitzivanu, no, you're not. If you hold that, like the Shita, like Shita's Rashi, that it's only the father's chivis, your father's the one that's mitzvah. So how can it be mechayev? We spoke before about how chinuch and birchas hamitzvah is it makes sense on two levels. That there's chinuch in actually saying a bracha, because saying a bracha is the din drabanan, and then there's chinuch in doing the mitzvah bishlei musa. But that's not going to help if he's dover shkarin. How can he say vitzivanu if he's not in fact mitzvah? So Ksav Sofer says, well, you know, shita satosos roshan alam gimel am alf, which hopefully we'll get to and we'll discuss, that women say brachas, women say shazman grama, which is against who? Rama, right? Svarim. So Rambam holds in a couple of places women do not recite brachas, women say shazman grama. In the third paragraph of Tzitzis, in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Sukkah, that women do not recite brachas, women say shazman grama. Rav Avdi Yosef used to go nuts about this. That there were Sephardi women that had Ashkenazi neighbors, they were moving into Ashkenazi neighborhoods, and they were being negatively influenced by their Ashkenazi counterparts to recite brachos, mitzvah shazman grama. He screamed about this. He said, probably the Ashkenazim shouldn't do it either. He quoted like the two Ashkenazi poskim in history who held that that even Ashkenazi women shouldn't recite brachos, mitzvah shazman grama. He was very eish lahava about this. But this shita satosos is, and we the Ramah paskin simin yudzayin sif beis and simin tafka peitas above. The Ramah paskins that women do recite a bracha mitzvah shazman grama. So apparently, even someone who's eating mitzvah is allowed to say it. It's ivani. So it could be that according to Rashi, Ketana may not be chayiv in the mitzvah, but they could say vitzivanu just like women can say vitzivanu. And then the Ksav Sofer says, and even according to the Rambam, that women are not able to say a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama, you have to say that the meaning what you'd have to say over here is that he holds like Shita Satosos that a katan himself is called the Bar Chiyuva because of the mitzvah of chinuch, or that the Rambam would hold that the din of nashim is different than the din of katanim, that even though women are not able to say the bracha mitzvah shazman grama, maybe katanim are better, maybe there's more of a reason for that a katan can. Why? Because the katan is asiyul chal chiyuva, he's gonna to mum over, eventually he'll become a gadol and he'll be asiyul chal chiyuva. So he is mitzivanu, meaning this very person that's saying mitzivanu is mitzuva eventually, whereas an isha, the very person that's saying mitzivanu is not mitzuva. So that's how the Ksav Sofer suggests. One could, I mean, those are the suggestions that he has within the Rambam. Number one, maybe the Rambam holds like Shita Satosfos that women that children are in fact mechuyev bedavar in chinuch, not like Rashi that it's only chiyev on the av, that children are in fact mechuyev bedavar. Or you could just be mechalik between women and children, that a woman is never going to be asi l'chal chiyuva, whereas a child is asi l'chal chiyuva. L'charu, one could have said a third possibility, and even though the katan is not a bar chiyuva. But maybe a child could say brachos and mitzvah because that's part of the mitzvah of chinuch, to be mevarech on mitzvahs. Meaning, we said before, the mitzvah of chinuch involves two things when it comes to brachos. Chinuch in the bracha and chinuch in the mitzvah to do a mitzvah b'shlei musa. So the Ksav Sofer says he doesn't buy that. He says, v'leka le'meimah, ta bracha atzma hi mina chinuch. You can't say that the bracha itself is the chinuch. Do dover shkarim neged Hashem. Because you're saying a lie, and you're not allowed to say a lie, like we discussed yesterday in the shiur after davening, right? That's why we go out of our way. We don't say aneinu at shachris. Yachid doesn't say aneinu at shachris on a fast day because he might turn out to be dover shkarim, and you're not allowed to say something. You're not allowed to be dover shkarim. Takarosh baruch hu. That's the Gemara Babasa Pe'alef and the Rashbam over there talk about a ger being mevi bikurim ve'eno kore. Why is he eno kore? Why doesn't a ger read the parshas bikurim? Because he can't say asher nishbalav seinu laseis lanu. No, it wasn't level seinu laseis lanu if a person is a ger. So you can't say it. You can't be dover shkarim. But one could have said it's not dover shkarim. The bracha you're saying the bracha. As part of the mitzvah of chinuch, and you're being margil him to do the mitzvah kitikuna with the bracha. Meaning, what this really gets to is the main point that I really want to get to. What exactly is the mitzvah of chinuch? What are we trying to get him to do? Are we trying to get the child to get used to mitzvahs? Meaning, like Rav Asher Weiss points out in one or more of his svarim, that the mitzvah of chinuch is midrabanan, right? On the daraisa level, there's no chiyuv of chinuch other than teach a child Torah. That's a pasuk in the Torah, that's a pasuk in Kriyat Shema. But other than that, the mitzvah of chinuch is midrabanan. So let's visualize from a Torah perspective. You put on your daraisa glasses, And what is a parent supposed to do? Give that child cheeseburgers every day, and have them be Michal Shabbos, and no mitzvos at all. And then bar mitzvah, mazel tov, now you got everything, all at one shot. That's crazy. Like, how's that even possible that someone could do that? So that's what Rav Asher Weiss suggests, that chinuch, even if you say it's Rabbanon, it's got to be ratzon haTorah, it means it's been formalized to meet the Rabbanon, but it has to be that it's a daraisa. It has to be that it's a daraisa meeting ratzon haTorah, like Rav Elchanan writes, that ratzon haTorah is a mechayiv on a daraisa level. Rav Asher Weiss uses that concept very liberally throughout all of his farms. It's one of his favorite anything that he gets to use his gut, he really likes. So the ratzon haTorah, it has to be that way. So the logic is very compelling that you need to be used to living this way. Right? When we do gerus, so what do we wait for before we're megayer a person? We want to make sure they can function. And it takes time to be able to function as an Orthodox Jew. You can't just say, I believe, and the person is so sincere, and they want to, and they're going to do it, but they can't. It just takes time to get used to it. So we make sure they've been Shomer Shabbos for a year, except for the one thing, they turn on the light, or whatever, they light a match one time over Shabbos, because they can't yet, until they're Jewish. But they make sure they're Shomer Shabbos for a year, that they're saying brachos, that they're davening, that they're putting on tefillin, not putting on tefillin, but that they're doing all these things, that they're doing whatever it is that they can do to function. You have to be able to function. So of course a katan, you have to be margul him. That's one possibility of what we're trying to get into. The other possibility is that the mitzvah of chinuch is that just like there's a concept of an eina mitzvah v'yosa, let's say an isha, the mitzvah shazman drama, nashim mitzvah shazman drama, volunteer the mitzvah and they get credit for the mitzvah. So maybe we formalized a chiyuv to volunteer as an eina mitzvah v'yosa. Meaning, normally an eina mitzvah v'yosa is totally volunteer. A woman doesn't want to hear a shofar, okay, sit down near a shofar. She doesn't want to sit in sukkah. There's a bee that once went near the sukkah, so she's tarva. Okay, so she won't sit in sukkah. Fine. There's nothing. She doesn't have to volunteer the mitzvah. But maybe Chazal formalized a chiyuv for the child to volunteer as an eina mitzvah v'yosa, to do it as an eina mitzvah v'yosa, which is different than being markim. So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva. It's famous for other reasons, but the lamdus of the tshuva is gevaldik. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredei Chelkal Sim Kuf Lamed Zayin about co-education, right? About whether they can have a school where boys and girls are in the same classes together. So the tshuva was written to the community in Detroit, the Beis Yehuda School, Beth Yehuda School in Detroit, which started as a co-ed school, and then when the community grew and got and expanded, they split it. They're most famous now. That school is most famous now for their dinners, because for some reason, I don't know, every time they have a school dinner, it's like a president or a past president of the United States speaks at the dinner, and three senators, and like, I don't know, they somehow are very, very well connected. So the tshuva was written to them. I don't remember who in particular the tshuva was written to, but they asked Rav Moshe if you're allowed to have co-education, you're allowed to have co-ed classes. So Rav Moshe, at a young age, when children are young, he said certainly once they're at the age where they have a yetzer hara for the opposite gender, so then obviously, you know, esh ben oros v'lo hava, you're going to put a fire next to flammable material and not expect something to explode, that's lunacy, right? So Rav Moshe says that at a young age, before there's any taiva, before there's any yetzer hara, is there any heter for co-education? That was the shayla. So this is like really where Rav Moshe shows what it means to be Rav Moshe, right? He says, it's enough in a machlokas magen Ravon, Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Lulav. What? In Hilchos Lulav? What does a lulav have to do with a kid? What does a lulav have to do with a school? What does anything have? That's how Rav Moshe had this unique capacity, not just to know Kala Torah Kula, but to apply things in the most creative ways. So Rav Shachter told us that when he was studying for Smicha, he would read the Shailas in the Ibris Moshe, he would write his own tshuva, then he would open up the Ibris Moshe and compare his tshuva to Rav Moshe's tshuva. That's the way he was studied for Smicha. And he said usually he saw that he was like right, you know, step for step, he was with him. And then at the end, Rav Moshe brings in a Gemara from like wherever, and Rav Shachter said, I knew the Gemara, but I just never would have thought to apply that Gemara to this case. That was the genius of Moshe. It's not just the Bekiyas, it's the ability to apply. So Ramesh says there's a machlokes Magen Avraham mishabur nilchus lulav in some interpretation of Ches. That the Magen Avraham holds that if a father holds the lulav together with the kid without being makne the lulav to the kid, then he has not been mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch. Because if the father was not makne the lulav to the kid, then it wasn't lachem. It wasn't lakachtem lachem b'yom harishon. The kid didn't get the mitzvah. So if the kid didn't get the mitzvah, he's not mekayim chinuch. Says the Mishnah Brura, no, it's perfectly fine. You don't need all the tana'i hamitzvah in order to be mekayim chinuch. It's fine. The kid took the lulav, he held it, he shook it, he said the bracha, he did the lulav. You're mekayim chinuch with that. Says Ramesha, what are they arguing with that? Apparently, Magen Avraham holds that in order to be mekayim chinuch, you need your kid to be mekayim the mitzvah. Right now, he needs to, as an enu mitzvah v'yosa, right now he needs to be mekayim the mitzvah. Whereas the Mishmura says, no, I don't care if he's being mekayim the mitzvah right now. I want him to be margil, I want to be margil him in the mitzvah. I want him to get used to it. He knows whether you are das to be makna to him or not. He has no idea whether you are das to be makna to him. But he'll know that this is how you take a lulav and you shake it that way and you say a bracha before you flip the esrog. He'll know the whole thing. It'll be ragil b'mitzvos. And it doesn't that your das has no impact on his habituation toward the mitzvah, is that a word? On his learning, the proper habit of doing the mitzvah properly. So Moshe says, it would turn out, when it comes to putting boys and girls in the same class, when they're, before they have a Yetzer Hara, it would turn out, fakert. It would turn out just the opposite. That the Magen Avraham, who was the Machmir by Lulav, is going to be the Mekel, and the Mishabura, who is the Mekel by Lulav, is going to be the Machmir. What? I still don't get it, right? So it says Moshe like this. If you hold like the Magen Avraham, that the whole idea is that he needs to be mekayim mitzvah basher hu sham. He needs to do things properly basher hu sham. Let's say you have a person who has zero yetzer hara. So if he has zero yetzer hara, there's no irhurim and there's no problem. So here you have a 4-year-old. His only yetzer hara is to take sand from the sandbox and stick it in the girl's ear. He has no other yetzer hara for this girl. So what's the problem? You have no yetzer hara. So basher usham, he's being mekayim everything properly. So the Magen Avraham would say perfect, no problem. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, no, it's about being margil him. So you're going to teach a kid that it's okay to just hang out with girls all day. So he's going to do that when he's older also, and when he already has a Yetzirah, and that's really not okay. Shulchan Aruch says something about Ma'od not doing that. So you're not supposed to do that when he's older. So you're going to, so the Mishnah Berurah would say that it's problematic. That's Ramesh's Lamdas, right? That's the Lamdas. The two ways to look at the mitzvah of chinuch. There's a mitzvah of chinuch. We don't have to get into the whole co-education discussion. I don't want that to be a distraction, from the sugya. The sugya is what the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch is.
What does
Mishabura
point that can give them
so it would seem, I was thinking about it. I'm not sure that the Mishabura would disagree with that ritva. Because you have to markle him in the mitzvah. Like, it's not the mitzvah. Meaning, if he doesn't even realize what a lulav is...
You can't tell that it has a psul on the top of the lulav.
Okay, maybe it's something, some minor psul that's not noticeable or something. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah is against the mitzvah, though. I don't know. I think he does require that you have to, that it should be kosher chatzah mitzvah. Or it could be. It could be. That's why I suggested in my sefer that same idea, that the machlokas, the ritva, and the yesh misha tova, who the ritva is quoting, which is, I'm not sure who that is. I was never, but it doesn't mean it's not a great risha. Just because he says yesh misha tova. It could be that it's totally in that same machlokas. It could very well be that the ritva would, if the gedder of the mitzvah is to be mekayim nusa, basher risham, bikat nusa, so then he needs a kosher chefzah shel mitzvah, but it's only to be margilim. So the tam rosho, he notices the difference. Most adults don't notice the difference in the tam rosho. He's not going to notice the difference. So then maybe it would be fine. Now this machlokas also seems to be 2 days in Taisus Shanim at the end of Yuma. In Yumadav Pei Beza Med Aleph, the Taisus Shanim raises a question about the mitzvah of chinuch, on the whole concept of the mitzvah of chinuch. Because Allah is katan ochel nevelo, sein beza mitzvah nafrisha. That if a katan is eating nevelo, beza has no responsibility to stop him from doing so. ain't based in mitzvah nafrisha. So says the Tosfos Yeshanim, I don't get it. Hashu chinuchim mechanchinan afrusha meyisura mibayi, meaning you have to teach him to do mitzvos and to not do averos, and when he's actually doing it, you have to stop him from doing it. I have to proactively bring him mitzvos, make him avoid yisurim, but when he's actually doing it, so I can just let him go. So Tosfos Yeshanim has two terutzi. Number one, he quotes from Blazer Mimitz that the chinuch is not shayich unless he's doing the mitzvah. Chinuch is only shayich on asiyas haMitzvah. It's not shayich for prusha meyisura. Meaning, chinuch is for asayis. It's not for los asayis. The mitzvah of chinuch katan ochal nevelos ein beis mitzvah lafrisha. That's a los asay. Chinuch is for mitzvah asay. Or alternatively, he says, chinuch is the father's mitzvah. Ain't based in mitzvah nafrisha. Based in doesn't have to be mafrisha, but the father, of course, the father's got to stop him from violating the issur. The parents have an obligation to train the child. It's just not based in's problem to train him to not do the issur. I have a very close friend who's a very prominent mechanic nowadays. He said, when he was growing up, his parents weren't so from. But they were makuruv to Chabad in some way, and whatever Chabad rabbi they were connected to impressed upon them how important it is, you know, this idea of timtum alev, and how important it is to maintain your child's kedusha and not to have your child eat anything not kosher, because he has to maintain a high level of kedusha. So he says he remembers vividly. It used to be that in cereal boxes they would have prizes sometimes, you know, that come wrapped in a separate plastic thing. So sometimes they'd have candies as like the prize. It would come wrapped in a separate plastic. So he said he reached his hand into the box and he pulled out this candy that was wrapped in a plastic, which is hard to... no hashgacha would ever allow to put non-kosher candy into a kosher cereal box anymore. But he pulled out this candy, he opened it up, he was about to eat it, and his mother saw it, ran across the kitchen, grabbed it out of his hand and stuck it into her own mouth. like, because she didn't keep kosher, but she was just so careful that to maintain this. He said, thinking back, you know, on the one hand, it was so halachically wrong, but on the other hand, it was like such a beautiful motherly thing to do, like to protect him, you know, even that. I don't know why she couldn't just throw it in the garbage, but you know, she just figured, like, the best way to get rid of it is just the most efficient way to get rid of it, just sticking it around that. So these two deos might be the same issue. According to Rabbi Zvi Mitzvah, some of the mitzvah of chinuch is kiyum mitzvah, like a woman who wants to be mekayim mitzvah, a mitzvah shazman grama. So it's kiyum mitzvah, like an eidah mitzvah v'yosa. You can't be an eidah mitzvah v'yosa and a lo sase, right? It doesn't make sense to be an eidah mitzvah v'yosa and a lo sase, because, like, you know, I'm not a kohen. So if I were to volunteer, then I'm not going to go to cemeteries anymore. So that's just silly. Like, why would you do that? Meaning, you're not being mekayim anything by doing that. You don't have that restriction. I'm not a nazir. Yeah, but I'm not going to have any grape products. What do you mean? That's not a kiyum mitzvah in any sense. So if it's about being an eidah mitzvah v'yosa, so then it would only apply to mitzvah sase. It wouldn't make sense on the lo sase. But if it's about being margil, so you need to be margil in the lo sases also. So then you understand that you would need a different chiluk. So it could be that our issue over here by brachos is talui in this. That according to the Magen Avraham, katan should not say the birchas mitzvah, because a gadol cannot say v'tzivanu if he was not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So you're not being mekayim it properly. Whereas according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can say the bracha when you get older and you do the same thing, you will need to say the bracha. So you can say the bracha now as well, because it's all about training in the mitzvah. So it could be that it's totally on those issues. Question?
Where is
the shine? In Yuma Pei Beis.
What did Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz and the other opinions?
So the machlokas was why it is that ein bezin mitzvah nafisha when the katan is eating in the vela, if after all there's a mitzvah of chinuch. So Blazer Mimitz wanted to say that the chinuch is only on mitzvah saseh, and not on mitzvah lo saseh. Whereas the second day of the Tosfos Yeshanim is that the chinuch is only on the father, not on anybody else. But in a chinami, it applies to saseh and lo saseh. So maybe that's good for the machlokas, that if it's about Einam and somebody else, it applies only in the says. But if it's about being Margil, then it would apply to Los Assays as well. Maybe we'll come back to that Chakira a little bit. We probably won't have time. We'll see. Also relevant over here, there is a halach in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to give food to somebody who's not going to say a bracha. Why it is that we do that, and under what circumstances you can do that, Rav Shlomo Zalman is a famous tshuva, whatever, that's a whole separate topic we're not going to get into right now. But there is halacha, you're not allowed to give food to someone who's not going to say a bracha. And what about to a child? Is there an isser in terms of chinuch, not to give a child something who's, when you know he's not going to say a bracha? So the Gemara in Yevam is Tav Kofi Adal Rav learns from the isser of the pasuk says lo sachilum kishaket say that you're not allowed, there's an isser of lo sachilum that you're not allowed to feed lahazir gedolim, that you're not allowed to be lisfos biyadayim, you're not allowed to give children isser biyadayim. So it's a machlokes rishonim whether that isser of feeding non-kosher to a child is nisur d'oraisa or nisur d'rabanan. Prima gadim and psicha kalalas that it pays those tests assumes that the majority of opinions that it's nisur d'oraisa. There's a question when it comes to chinuch for kashrus, right? If a child is eating something non-kosher, so there are three things you have to think about. You have to think about the isur d'oraisa of los achilah. You have to think about the mitzvah d'rabanan of chinuch, and then you have to think of the concept of timtum alev. Right, and all three are relevant to chinuch and kashrus, but the pashtus is it's Mr. Doraisa. So based on that, Magen Avraham writes in Tav Reish Mem that you shouldn't feed a child food outside of the sukkah, because you're giving the child food in a way that's asur midoraisa for a person to eat on sukkahs. So what about a child who's not going to say a bracha? So in Halicha Shlomo. He writes that there's no issur los achilum by giving a child food that he's going to be mivatel liaseh v'seg bracha, only if it's going to be an avera on a los aseh. So he therefore says it's mutter to feed a child outside of the sukkah. And he says it could be who adin to be machil katan who's not going to say a bracha because he's only mivatel mitzvah, he's not in violation of an issur, which is questionable, right? Meaning, what does the Gemara say? That kol enam minulim zav lo bracha is ki'ilu ma'al. So how much ki'ilu, right? Is it really a violation of me'ilu? Is it really a violation of be'isur of getting enough in this world without a bracha? Okay. Another topic that relates to this is when a gadol is teaching children mitzvahs, brachas, are you allowed to say the shema malchus when you're teaching a child the bracha? Mishabura writes in some Reish Tes Vav, so Katan Yadalev, that a Malamed is able to say the Shem Hashem when he's teaching bracha to a Katan. So, because you have to teach them, and the only way to teach them is by teaching them what to actually say. Shulchan Aruch and Kufsam Aksayin Sifyata says that a person can say B'chsam Mazin together with Katanim, even though he didn't eat, in order to be Mechanech them with the mitzvos, and the Mishabura adds that even if they're not your kids, you're allowed to teach them Birchas HaMazon, you know, like you're a counselor or something like that. You're allowed to teach them even though you're not, even though you don't have to bench. Now, why is that? Why are you allowed to say Brach Levatala in order to be Mechanech HaKatan, especially if he's not my kid? But even if he is my kid, you know, it's an Isser to say Brach Levatala. So why do we just waive the Isser of Brach Levatala in order to teach a Katan how to recite a Bracha? So there are three possibilities, I think. One possibility is the Yisra Bach Levatala may only be an Yisra Drabana. We're going to see soon, Tosra Hashanah and Gimelam Nalad suggest that it's only an Yisra Drabana. How can it only be an Yisra Drabana? We'll see soon, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. Yisra Bach Levatala saying Hashem's name in vain. So what's the answer? How does the Rishonim understand? That's a separate Mahalik. But I'm asking a more fundamental question. That there is a Machlokes Rishonim whether saying a Bracha Levatala is an Yisra Daraisa or an Yisra Drabana. What's the argument that it's only a Yisra Drabana? The Torah says, you know, let's say Hashem's name in vain.
Not in vain.
Forget about chinuch. Forget about teaching. To say a bracha levatala. Right now, I have no food in front of me, and I just say, I'm just so inspired by the fact that Hashem creates the pri ha'adama, that I have no vegetables anywhere near me. I say, baruch atah Hashem, okay, baruch pri ha'adama, the Tosfos will say no Isra Daraisa. Why not? What? Yeah, but the Shem Hashem is the Shem Hashem Daraisa.
But you're saying it for a reason. You're saying it to praise Hashem.
Oh, so the argument goes that I'm saying a statement that makes bracha to say Hashem's name in vain is if I just walk around saying, you know, stam, different Shem Hashem, ka, you know, the Shem Havaya, and just throw out the Shem Hashem for no reason whatsoever. That's the Yisra Daraisa. But I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melechon, Shakol Mi'Avid Varo. That is a beautiful thing to say about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It may not be in the context of any food, and therefore it's an Yisra Darabatan, or Baruch Levatala, I'm not allowed to do it. But on a Daraisa level, it's not totally in vain. I'm saying a beautiful Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a context of a sentence that makes sense. So there is a significant group of Rishonim that hold that of course it's Asur to say a Baruch Levatala, that there's no doubt. But it's only Nisan to Rabbanan. On a Daraisa level, you're allowed to say a Baruch Levatala. So at the end of the day, if the Rabbanan are the only ones that Asur to Baruch Levatala, maybe the Rabbanan were Matir, B'makum Chinuch. The Rabbanan are the ones that require us to do chinuch, so they require us to do chinuch and brachos as well. So heimamru veheimamru, they're the ones that were that asked brachos v'atala, so they're the ones that require us to do chinuch as well. A second possibility is, I mean, what do you do if you hold like all those shittas brachos v'atalas and isadar raisa? So it could be that if I'm doing a mitzvah mitrabbanan, I'm allowed to say a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan. Meaning, if I light Neros Chanukah, if I read the Megillah, so I say Asher Kishon Mitzvah Mitzvah before I do all those mitzvahs. So the Gemara in Masach Shabbos, Avchav Gimel, raises that question. Heichan Tzivanu, where were you ever mitzvah in Ner Chanukah? How could you say mitzivanu? The Gemara says, Milo Sasur. The Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanim, so if there's a mitzvah mitrabbanan, so therefore I'm allowed to recite a bracha on the mitzvah mitrabbanan. So I should view the bracha that I'm saying like a bracha on the mitzvah of chinuch. It's like Asher Kishon Mitzvah Mitzvahnu, al chinuch habanim. It just happens to be that I'm saying other words, but that's like we should view it as no worse than a bracha on the mitzvah of chinuch. It's very difficult to say that. It's not a bracha. If they institute a bracha, al mitzvah schinuch banav, you know, then that would be fine. Because then it's a bracha that's actually going on that mitzvah that you're doing. But over here you're saying a bracha of al nadil azulav, and you're not taking a lulav. You're being mechanech a child. Or you're saying, borim in mizonos, you're not eating food, you're just being mechanech a child. So it's a little bit different. And the third possibility, the most logical possibility, is the very definition of bracha levatala. Bracha levatala means that you're saying a bracha needlessly. And as long as there's a need, me'ezetam sheyiyeh, then it's not a bracha levatala. It's a bracha litoelas. It's a bracha with a purpose. It's a bracha to train a child.
Read the Rambam, what does it say?
Right. Meaning, it's other country of the Rambam. Meaning, the Rambam is telling you that normally this would be considered a bracha levatala. But for chinuch, it's mutter. So the question is, why is it mutter for chinuch? Right, and that's what we're discussing. What's the svara for it to be mutter for chinuch?
Because it's mutter, but it still is levatala.
Yeah, I think what he means by that is that under normal circumstances, this would be considered levatala. So, I mean, you're saying if I'm going to argue that it just doesn't fit the definition of levatala, once you have any sort of tawelas, then it's not meduyuk in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam holds one of the other two approaches. But it can't.
But also, they're talking about the kids.
That Rambam is about the children themselves?
I think so. Yeah, the kids are making.
Okay, so that's a different story, right?
The kids making the bracha.
Yeah, there's a difference between the kids making. Yeah. Meaning that goes back to the other discussion we had about the child themselves making the bracha, and that could be largilim and mitzvahs. So it's not considered batal. And even though normally it would be a bracha levatala, but even Margulah in the bracha, they have to learn how to say it. Oh, it's already 12:30. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a great day.
Was it
that? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Big question about the Rav Moshe with the Market Avenue Mission Bureau.
Yeah.
Comparison. So how could Rav Moshe compare the case of the lulav to the case of the cholesterol? Like one is like specifically for a mitzvah, and the other one like cholesterol is just like sitting around me. Do we put mitzvahs and like set your ideas on the same level, like, the Hager, like, I guess using the Shabruah's reason that by Lulav, the kid will get used to doing mitzvahs because we're actually trying to get him to do the mitzvah. I mean, our intention is to get him to do mitzvah, but when we're saying kids are going to school, that I don't know if the intention is to, like, you know, to get him to do it.
So as far as the issue of ruling with the niche, so I mean, just like you're marguling in the mitzvah blue, you have to marguling not to do a favorites.
So mitzvahs and adairs are like in the same thing in regards to an esker holder.
When it comes to surah, are there different levels? Like for example, bus of color, which also has hana, and you want to be marked more of that than others?
That's timta malay. So like kashrus are always a little more careful, always a little more nervous.
So you would put in the same class as the velos?
Yeah, I think so. That's what they would say.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it does B'tzias a pass for them.
Which means he makes
the bracha. Yeah,
it's just that he makes
the
Guys, just a quick announcement. Razner wanted me to let everyone know that they might want to bind some sperm. So if you know of any sperm that Kaylee owns, it needs to be binded, whatever. Just put it in the corner over there.
Can I get bonded instead of bound?
Judah.
Bounded.
Judah, can I get bonded?
I think it was really. I think they're bringing someone in to bind them.
You weren't paid.
Like it.
No, my father's Judah. I just don't know.
So if you have any, if you see any sperm like that, just
what does it mean? Like a semen that's like falling apart?
That
like
yeah, that needs to be.
Q4 means
I don't know.
Bounded it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, remind me.
Yeah. It's kind of a bamboo joke.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
You need any start to get it.
Yeah.
He wants to, he's having fun.
Right, because the kid in school, when he makes the bracha, he's not being mechayim a mitzvah.
that's a mutter bracha batala. But a parent, we're talking about a bracha batala, because he's in the time of mitzvah. So maybe that could explain the discrepancy. I mean, I don't know if the Rambam says anything.
Why are we making so much? Why are we making so much?
No, I take stuff away off of.
No, I'm gonna put it away anyway.
Like we start at 3:50.
No, we entered your text at
3:50. Oh.
No. Oh, you got the crowd.
No. They're paying. That's nuts. No.
That's why I asked about more. That's why I asked, you know, how much you need. I'm just like, it's nuts.
It's maybe more than
that. More shot means like
that. I heard static graphics. My friend who's doing static graphics here, he's making like $5,000. He's only there for 1 month.
Who's turning this off?
What?
I don't know if he was turning this off. What?
Make sure it's off? I don't know. I just got that. And I wouldn't touch that. Revy. I don't think he turns it off.
Hey.
Thank you.
No problem.